from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, you, given last season and this preseason, you've got to assume that they're okay with the risk of wasting downs and wasting series. Period. That's just the way it is. And they're that committed to Damian Pierce because they've got all the proof in the world, all the reason in the football world to go with Cam Akers, and all the reason in the football world to believe that Cam Akers is going to give you a better chance to move the football and score points, period. I don't care what practice looked like. I don't care what the practice film looked like, period. That's just the truth of the matter. We'll see what happens.
So it ain't been that good of practice.
No, you can't. No, it ain't. It ain't been that good of practice. No, absolutely not. The third thing that I think sticks out from this game, Ron, is, and we've talked a little bit about it, the receivers here. John Mechie added to his value once again. The last 2 weeks for John Mechie, and I can't emphasize this enough. It wasn't just a couple of good weeks, y'all. It was, because my big catch the first 3 weeks of camp was, man, he ain't creating no separation. Sure, if he comes to the line of scrimmage and he happens to be working with C.J. Stroud and the safeties are 20 yards deep and the linebackers are dropping to 10 or 12 yards and they're spot dropping and he's running a little under route, yeah, there's some space there. I'm talking about when there's man or even if it's a tight zone where the we use the word suffocate a lot, the safeties are coming down and they're really tightening down. The inability for him to create separation and just flat out make plays was glaring the first 3 weeks of camp. The last two preseason games, my man at every level of the field, in the red zone, created space, ran great routes, caught the ball in traffic, made guys miss, put DBs in a blender. I just saw a little bit of everything I needed to see to believe that John Mechie is going to be more than the guy that was really good in college, had an illness, and just could never get back to himself. Like, what I saw the last 2 weeks was that I would buy stock in John Mechie. Whether it's here or it's a trade, I would buy stock in John Mechie. I don't know where John Mechie's going to play his next down of football in the regular season, but his value went up. Again, whether that's trade value or that's just value here in Houston in the future, John Mechie had him another solid outing.
Yeah.
Short, but solid.
First play made a guy on a move near the sideline. And, you know, to me, I thought he probably did what he needed to do the week before. But sounds like he had a good week of practice. And D'Amico said they've seen what they needed to see in game and in practice from him. And I think he's safe. I think he's fine. And I think he's in a good spot for a lot of reasons. But I think to the point that you're making, he also did things himself that those good reasons aren't just things that don't have anything to do with the football field.
Yeah.
On the field, he did things that he needed to do to get in a better place and a better standing. Because, Clint, there could be a lot of off-the-field stuff that you feel about him. Like, he's a good dude. He fits the system. You really, really root for him. You really want him. But if he was still rolling out 1-for-7 and 1-for-4 on preseason games, like at some point, like you can't defend that, yeah, and keep going with that.
Yeah.
He gave them the reason for him to be in a safer spot with his performance.
Yeah, any way you put it, I mean, John Mechie upped his value, man. Cam Akers balled out, and most guys didn't play. That's a reaction Monday right there for you. That's what we got on the gridiron. That's what we got at NRG Stadium at noon on Saturday. Guys, did y'all get a chance to watch any college football this weekend?
I watched the football game.
Yeah,
there were some other ones, but I watched.
The SMU Nevada game was tremendous. It came up. My boy Rhett Lashley came. He was down in the fourth quarter and came two scores and came back and won that thing.
Missed it.
Which, by the way, he was a four touchdown favorite, so that they didn't cover. It was a scare, but they're now in the ACC, so that'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. And he saved the season opener. But boys, it took week zero, which, like you said, it was Georgia Tech, Florida State in Ireland, I believe, is where it was played. It took week zero for me to fall in love with the expanded playoff. I mean, look, we had a hell of a football game. What we were watching at the same time we were watching the Texans game. Georgia Tech takes down Florida State by kicking a field goal. Tie ball game, kick a field goal as time expires to win this thing. By the way, Tyler, you better hope that this kid at Texas A&M plays well.
Connor Wegman?
Yep.
Oh, he will. Yes, just like John.
I agree with you. I really like him.
We're fine.
I really like him. I do. I think he plays well.
Yeah, I mean, you've talked a lot about old Connor Wegman.
But I don't know, T. Did you watch Haynes King?
I didn't watch, but I heard.
Woo. I mean, it's not just box score good.
I
mean,
the box scores aren't that impressive.
It's not just a stat guy. Like, but we watched him down the stretch. I mean, he's under pressure, getting waylaid, and he's making jump throws, and obviously keeping plays alive with his legs. Georgia Tech. I mean, he led them to an upset win over Florida State, obviously. But where I'm going with this is it was a hell of a football game. You can't tell me that anybody in their right mind watched that football game and was less excited about what they were watching because 12 teams are going to the playoffs instead of four. Like, you can't tell me that the expanded playoff took the excitement out of that game for you. I'm not a Seminole, nor am I – what is Georgia Tech? What are they? I don't even know what the hell
Yellow
they
jacket.
Are. Yellow Jackets. There you go. I'm not either. But I had to pull it up. Very rarely do I pull anything up during a Texans game and watch it in the press box. This was one that we had a hell of a game. Great win by Georgia Tech, and both teams are still alive to make the college football.
Yeah, Florida State's not done, but they are. But Florida State's not done.
Yeah, Florida State didn't look like a team that's going to make a run.
No.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.